Beethoven concerto is kind of the height of our interpretative powers. It's probably the most noble music that you can imagine, and every violinist and musician that plays all kind of music looks forward to play Beethoven concerto because it is the most expressive and noble kind of music that expresses human feeling. It's quite unusual in that respect that it seems to be very simple and is at the same time so very complicated as far as the sentiments and feelings and variety goes.
Yeah, is that what makes it novel, the variety in the music itself or in the playing or what?
It is, I think the music itself somehow Beethoven was able with few notes create a sentiment and expression that is really quite extraordinary. It's very difficult to explain, and very often I have students from other countries like China or Japan who ask me, well, how do I do it? Well, it is a long process of learning and understanding music and maybe also cultural thing that one has to develop more and more. Mm.
When did you first play it?
Well, I played it quite early. I must say I must have been 14 or 15 when I started playing Beethoven concerto. But I know some artists like Nathan Milstein, who was a very famous and brilliant violinist, waited, I think, till he was about 40 years old when he started playing Beethoven concerto.
Mr. Thunberg, you made your debut when you were 11 years old.
About, yes.
Can you tell us who introduced you to the violin? How old were you when you first...
Well, it started very funny, in a way. I was born in Poland, but it was at when the First World War broke out, and my parents moved to Russia, running away, so to say, from the Germans. And we were in Moscow, in a very big apartment house, and our neighbor was a violinist who was a concertmaster of the Moscow Opera. And he once in a while would come and kind of babysit. He was a very nice older man and decided then somehow to teach me violin. Before you know, in 10 months later, he took me on a little tour of schools, high schools and so on, where he would play very difficult pieces and I would accompany him with a much simpler part. So that was kind of my debut.
Now, you are always described as a child prodigy. What does that mean, do you think, for you?
Well, it's a kind of... a word that one uses without actually meaning it necessarily. Any child that can play instrument or is a mathematician when he, at the age of 10 or a little bit more, is considered prodigy. I think it is just a certain talent, God-given talent, that we are fortunate of having. I recently got a few days ago, letter from a student of mine, Sister Virginia Mary, who is a lovely nun. And she sent me a card which said, God has given us great gift of talent for music. And when we practice with and work it out, we try to give the present back to God. Well, it's a little bit like that.
Now, still at that very young age, you then began to, you toured in Russia and then in Europe. Is that right?
Well, I toured in Russia only as a child. Mm-hmm. We returned to Poland when I was 10 or 11 years old and went to the music school and started concertizing there. Mm-hmm. I finished my learning period, so to say, with the high school, which at the same time got my gold medal at the conservatory and went on to play concerts, but also then moved to Berlin, to Germany, where I was studying with Karl Flesch, who was the most famous violin teacher at the time.
Mr. Totenberg, now, when did you come to the United States?
I came first in 1935. I just on tour played some 20 or 30 concerts and was coming every year since. And in 1938, somehow toward the end of the year, I decided to stay.
And you also worked as a program director at a radio station, a music director?
That's right.
But, how did that come about?
That was during the war. We couldn't travel very much. Mm-hmm. And WQXR was a kind of experimental station at this time. And I played there a few times just for fun. And then they decided to create a chamber music program. And I started to have my own program and eventually had several programs a week. And I created the program, also the music and so on.
But you gave up the radio business, I guess.
Yeah, as soon as the war was over, mm-hmm. I gave it up. And I must say, it was difficult to divorce yourself away from the microphone.
Yes, I know. Now, maybe this is the point where I should raise the fact that not only are you a famous violinist, but you have a famous daughter, Nina Totenberg, the legal affairs correspondent for National Public Radio.
She's kind of married to microphone, which is true.
No.
But she really has a very charming husband, Senator Floyd Haskell.
Right.
But she, of course, is very professional with the microphone, which I'm not.
Well, now, I have to ask you, did Nina ever play the violin or have any musical capabilities?
Well, Nina played just a snitch, so to say, when she was a very small girl, never very seriously. Mm-hmm. She has actually a very beautiful voice, soprano voice. And there was a time when all my colleagues involved in singing wanted absolutely to teach her singing. But she was always so much more interested in literature and writing and books, so to say, that this was always secondary. I have three daughters, you know, mm-hmm. and the girls were sitting and watching television, and the announcer said, "And now you're going to present the greatest violinist of all time, Jascha Heifetz." And we came home, and the girls were crying. "What's the matter?" They said, "We thought you were the greatest violinist."
What did you say?
Well, I explained to them that it's not all relative.